This is Taylor Talk, the number one Taylor Swift podcast, brought to you by TaylorTalk.org. Welcome to episode 65 of Taylor Talk, everybody. This is Adam,
Maya,
Diane,
and Steve.
And we have a great episode planned for you guys. Steve is finally going to be telling us about his Club Red experience in a little bit. But before we get going, we've got a quick few announcements. Very exciting announcements, in fact. First off, we have a brand new website. So go visit TaylorTalk.org. We're really proud of it. It looks fantastic. It's bright and red and really, really cool. So you should go look at it. And then finally, months and months and months ago, we promised you guys a surprise for hitting our millionth download. Now we're a little bit past that point, a couple months past, but it is finally here, and that is the inclusion with the new website of a Taylor Talk store. We have cool, awesome Taylor Talk t-shirts for sale now. They are only $13. Sorry, international Swifties, there's only U.S. shipping available. I'm sorry. Don't hurt me. But yeah, they're on sale for $13. Shipping is $3.50. And they're really cool t-shirts. We all have ours and wear them proudly.
Well, I don't have mine anymore.
Well, we will get to why you don't have yours later. But that's your own
fault. No spoilers.
No spoilers. Right. But, you know, these are just limited edition t-shirts for the millionth download. We only printed 100 of them, and 100 is all there are ever going to be because we are not reprinting them. So if you really, really want one, I would suggest getting over to TaylorTalk.org and clicking on the store button and go do that.
Limited edition collector's items. Well, maybe not, but they are limited edition, right, Adam?
They are limited edition. Once these 100 sell out, they're gone forever. So I would suggest getting it.
They make great Christmas gifts and birthday gifts, and great for all the Swifties, right?
Yeah.
Actually, sadly, I think from the people that have shown interest in them, they say that it's a sleeping shirt for them.
Who said that?
There's a few people around. Diane's one of them. She told me that she is not going to wear her Taylor Talk shirt in public.
Except I did when I went to Taylor's concert.
Why wouldn't you want to wear it in public? That's like Adam and wearing his hoodie over top of his Taylor shirts all the time, like hiding it under there, like having it all zipped up and all that.
Diane's embarrassed to be a part of Taylor Talk.
I've worn it in public. I wore it to Chili's a couple weeks ago.
Oh.
I didn't, there was not picture proof, but next time I wear it in public, I'll tell you and let you know.
Take a picture, post it on the Taylor Talk Twitter account so we can all see.
We can all see Taylor and her Taylor. Diane's close enough to Taylor. She thinks she's Taylor.
No,
we can all see Diane in her Taylor Talk t-shirt. All right. Enough about that. Go buy your t-shirt if you're interested. Thanks, guys. Carrying on with the episode, we got Diane with the news.
All right. Our only news item is that Taylor Swift announced her new perfume, and she named it after herself, Taylor. She told People, "My first two fragrances were more about fairy tales, but this fragrance is more about my own style, so I wanted the name to be more personal." The new fragrance will be available in Ulta stores and on Ulta.com later this month. So how do we feel about Taylor naming a perfume after herself?
How self-centered of you, Taylor. I'm kidding.
It is sort of interesting because like a lot of other celebrities have perfumes, but they don't usually name them after themselves. That's sort of different.
Yeah, it's definitely different because it's like, oh, I'm going to wear Taylor today, or I'm going to go put on Taylor. And it's like, wait, what? What are you doing?
Yeah, there have already been tons of jokes going around social media about that name.
Like, I'm going to go buy Taylor. I wonder what Taylor smells like, you know.
Yeah, there's so many, like, creepy possibilities for this perfume name.
Oh, so here's the thing, though. We can joke all we want about the title and, like, oh, Taylor named it after herself. And we can speculate on why and how and what the purpose was. But let me ask you this, my female panelists. Are you going to buy it?
I mean, yeah. I'm going to see what it smells like first. Because, like, I wouldn't just buy the perfume because it's hers. If I like it, I'll buy it.
I mean, if it smells terrible, I'm not going to buy it, but if it smells passable, I'll buy it.
Would it seriously smell terrible, though?
Like, I mean, I honestly, yes, I'm more likely to buy it because it's hers.
It's not going to smell terrible.
I'm just picky, though.
Yeah, but you got to trust Taylor's
judgment. I'm
really
picky about perfume.
She hasn't let us down yet. May it be, you know, music or, you know, any item that she's ever done has been, like, awesome. So I don't see any difference in the Taylor perfume, but I am not a perfume expert at all.
I mean, I don't know. Like, I don't have Wonderstruck Enchanted because I don't like it.
Really?
Like, I don't like the way it smells. It's like, too intense for me. I don't like it. So, like, I'm more likely to buy it because it's Taylor perfume, but I'm not going to buy it if I don't, you know, if I don't think I'd wear it, because that's a lot of money to spend on something you're never going to use.
What if it comes with a cool bag or something like that? Don't they usually bundle it with stuff?
Yeah, but it's still, like, $60. Which is a significant amount of money.
Right, but the point I'm getting at is regardless of what she names and what we can speculate.
I am certainly open to trying it when it comes out.
That's the point. People are still going to go to the stores and at the very least smell it.
Yeah, definitely. So, I mean, you know, I want to know what Taylor smells like. I don't know. About everybody else.
Anyway, I think we're on a slight tangent talking about how nice Taylor would smell on Maya and Diane. So,
don't make this any more awkward than it needs to be.
Well, Maya, why don't you give us the upcoming calendar?
All right, so our first calendar item is that the CMT Awards are this week on Wednesday, June 5th at 8/7 Central. Taylor is nominated for Video of the Year for We Are Never Ever Getting Back Together and Female Video of the Year for Begin Again. The voting ended already, so I hope that everyone got their votes in. And let's all watch on Wednesday and hope she wins. Ah.
Fingers crossed for Taylor. Ooh. So she's performing at the awards, right?
I believe she is, yeah. But I don't know what she's going to perform.
Any ideas? Anyone?
I mean, well, she already did Begin Again on a show. So I don't think she's going to do that again. Especially since it's like not even a single anymore.
Except it was nominated, so you never know.
You know, it could even be something like, you know, everything has changed, because I still don't know if that's really kind of, you know, a country sort of song or not. Sometimes people can say it's like country pop, if you will. But even like, is it like a crossover with like Ed Sheeran? Like last year to open up the show, they had Hot Shell Ray and Lady Antebellum perform together. So it could even be a big collaboration like that. Or it could be like Highway Don't Care. I mean, that's a real popular song right now, and even though they did that at the ACMs, that doesn't stop them from doing it another award show. So maybe we'll see Keith Urban and Tim McGraw and Taylor singing Highway Don't Care, but I guess we'll see.
Yeah, we'll find out. Find out on Wednesday. So, Steve, what else is on the calendar?
Adam, we got the 2013 CMA Music Festival, which is June 6th through the 9th in Nashville, Tennessee. Taylor will be performing at the Stadium LP Field on Thursday, June 6th. Afterwards, the British Swifties will get a chance to see Taylor. Taylor and Ed are heading to the UK on June 8th to perform on the finale of Britain's Got Talent. And the next day, Taylor will be performing as part of the Capital FM's Summertime Ball 2013, hosted by Justin Timberlake at Wembley Stadium.
Sweet. So British Swifties get them some Taylor.
Woo-hoo!
So how many stamps do you think Taylor has in her passport?
I'm sure she probably has to get a new one, like, or has to get like new pages for it, like, all the time.
It's like a novel at this stage.
So much.
Okay, let's give you guys a quick break from listening to us ramble and tune over to our partners from T-Swift on Tour for the tour updates.
Hey guys, it's Abby, at AbbyTaylor13 from T-Swift on Tour, and this is your weekly tour recap. This week, Taylor stopped in Glendale, Arizona for two nights at Jobbing.com Arena. They even had a banner to welcome her. Joel Kruse opened the show for the very first time. And Taylor was 20 minutes late to the stage the first night. Wonder what was keeping her? The secret song was Haunted, which had been heard sound-checked at Dallas the previous week. The second night in Glendale, Taylor met up with the Thompson family and met the newest addition to the Thompson clan, Poppy. The secret song was Starlight, which she had played once before in Newark, New Jersey, back in March. And after the show, Mama Maya tweeted that Ronan would have loved to have been there. We wish he could have been. Taylor also hit up Energy Solution Arena in Salt Lake City this week. The secret song? Our song. While it was Taylor's fifth time playing it, she did it at the request of a couple whom she had met in a meet and greet before the show. This week, Taylor's hitting up Denver at the Pepsi Arena and is also hitting what she now considers her hometown, Nashville. It's time for the CMA Fest, and Taylor will be performing at LP Field. After this week, Taylor will only be playing out-of-the-country shows for the rest of the month. She'll be hitting up England and Canada. Since we mentioned the Thompson family, we wanted you guys to be aware of something we at T-Swift on Tour are doing to help out with the Ronan Thompson Foundation. We've created an account at crowdriser.com/T-Swift on Tour, and we have a goal to raise $13,000 for the Ronan Thompson Foundation. And by donating, if you screenshot your receipt and tweet it to us, you're entered to win an autographed copy of Speak Now. So please, donate what you can and help us say F you to cancer. That's all for this week's tour updates. Back to you, Adam.
Awesome. Remember, guys, if you want tour updates in real time, go follow T-Swift on Tour on Twitter. Moving on to our mini segment, our first mini segment in the episode, if Swifties ruled the world / you know you're Swiftie when, Maya is going to give us the first one.
All right. Our first one is from at Evan Holmquist on Twitter, and he said, you know you're Swiftie when someone says Taylor sucks and you just look at them and say, why you gotta be so mean?
Hey, I think asking why you gotta be so mean is actually nice compared to what I would do to someone that said that.
Take the high road, Adam. You gotta be nice.
I'm not a nice person, Steve. You should know that by now.
I do, unfortunately. Why do you gotta be so mean, Adam?
Wah, wah. All
right, looks like I got the next one here, Adam. You know you're Swiftie when you're on a long road trip and you're singing along to Taylor songs and your cousin's like, can we please stop listening to Taylor Swift? And you're like, I will never stop listening to the beautiful, flawless voice of Taylor. True story. And that came from Natalia via email.
The last one comes from RedTSwift13, also via email. And they say, if Swifties ruled the world, every national anthem would be a Taylor Swift song and every flag would have a 13 and a heart.
Aww.
That's precious.
Nice.
I think we should go retro style and make the U.S. flag the original one with 13 stars.
And forget about all the other states?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Who needs them?
A flag would be cool to have a Taylor flag, though. Someone needs to come up with that idea. Like, actually make a Taylor flag that we could purchase and, like, fly outside our houses and stuff like that.
Everybody submit that idea to the Taylor store.
We'll make Taylor flags.
Wouldn't that be cool if the Taylor store had some sort of official way to suggest items for the store?
Wow.
Like fan.
Yeah, fan like suggested products. That actually is like brilliant, Adam.
I had someone email Taylor Talk not that recently, and if you're listening, I'm sorry, I can't remember who emailed it offhand. But somebody asked, is there an official way to do that? And I'm like, actually, no, I don't think there is.
And there should be. That'd be great. I mean, think about if a fan actually, well, I guess in a way it is, because there's that whole Diet Coke design the shirt for Target. It's kind of all along on that, you know, obviously that's not directly the Taylor Swift store, but to have a fan design something that is marketed is, I think, actually where things are going to go in the future. I think you're onto something big, Adam.
Thanks, Steve. An epiphany. Aww. Anyway, thanks to everybody who sent in submissions for our mini segments. Keep them coming so we have them for use on future episodes. Right now, however, we are going to go into our main discussion, something that we've all been anxious for. We hope you guys are anxious too. Steve is going to talk about his Club Red experience and tell us all about it and finally give us info, and we're going to learn fun stuff. So, Steve, you're going to do a lot of talking this episode, just letting you know that.
Thanks for the warning, Adam.
So, Steve, I think first and foremost, like, which show was this at? Like, what happened?
Okay.
Where were you?
This was the first night of the Washington, D.C. shows, and I was there with my friend Jessica.
Okay, so I guess something I'm curious about, at least, I've never been into Club Red or Tea Party or anything of that sort. So how's the invitation process work? Like, how do you end up getting in?
Well, we were just standing there having a good time, and just somebody tapped me on the shoulder. I thought that, you know, they needed to get to their seat or something like that, and I turned around, and they had wristbands and said, "You guys got into Club Red, and put out your wrist." And they put a red wristband on ourselves, and it was like, whoa.
That's so awesome. So did you have a seat on the aisle, or was it in the middle? Like, where exactly were you sitting in the stadium or arena?
It was the arena there, the Verizon Center. We were on the aisle. So actually, I was the one on the aisle, and Jessica was right next to me. We were on the floor, I believe it was like about five rows back there. So we had a good place where we were easily noticed. I know that there's been various stories, like, you know, sometimes that they pick people from way up high, or, you know, I think one of the things that people have always assumed is, like, if you were close to the stage that you would never get picked, but obviously that's not the case, that it comes down to really they look for people that are enjoying the show, having a good time, you know, not thinking about Club Red, because seriously, going into that whole show, that was not my intention in any way, shape, or form. Like, I just wanted to go. It was my first Red show. So, Adam, we at least get to talk about the Red show a little bit more with, you know, hopefully not too many spoilers, because obviously there are people that listen to Taylor talk that haven't seen the tour that may not want to hear all the spoilers. But we can talk about some of the things now because I have actually seen the show.
Yeah, I just don't want to spoil anything. I figure we can have, like, a real, like, legitimate in-depth conversation once the tour is over.
Yeah, that makes sense, and kind of just go over all the aspects of it.
So did you guys, like, did you make posters, or did you have, like, costumes or anything like that?
Well, I've always tried to dress up for the shows, like, any shows that I've done in the past. I usually kind of go for dressing up. Augustine, the Swift Agency, and I both always seem to do that, where we go and, like, do, like, shirts and ties or suits or that kind of stuff, because, you know, there's not a lot of guy Swifty merchandise, so... You know, our answer is like, well, then we're just going to, you know, dress all spiffy because we're going to a Taylor Swift show. This is great. So this time, the only thing that I changed is, since it was the Red Tour, I actually got a pair of red dress pants. So I had red dress pants.
Oh, wow.
I had a button down gray shirt, and I had a black tie on. So, you know, that was just my normal wear to the show. But also, we decided that we were going to make some posters, and I'm not very artistic, so unfortunately, you know, I was like, I don't know what you want me to help you with here, because I'm like, I'm not artistic, but, you know, I am creative, so I got some ideas. I found a place online that makes, like, all sorts of posters and banners and that kind of stuff. I don't know if you guys have seen, like, during the NCAA basketball, it was real popular this past year, where people would have these, like, giant heads of, like, players. I don't know. Have you guys seen that at all or not?
A little bit, yeah. I think I've seen those.
But what you could do is you could upload any picture, and then they would make a giant head of it. And I was like, wouldn't it be cool to go to the show and have, like, a giant, like, Taylor head? And I was like, but that doesn't work because there's, like, two of us, so what else could we do? And I was like, well, then we should do a Meredith. So I was like, we could have a Taylor and a Meredith. And then, like, after a while, I was like, you know what? Why don't we have an Ed Sheeran, too? So it was kind of like, it just kept growing. It was like, you know, and unfortunately, I didn't even remember who the opener to Ed was, or I would have made, you know, like a Brett Eldridge one, too, there.
So, Steve, what you're really trying to say is you cheated by buying a poster instead of just making it, like most fans do.
A lot of people buy posters, Adam.
I mean, I don't see anything, like, if I was creative, like, I go to the shows, and I see, like, the things that other Swifties create, that are just like, I'm like, wow, the artistic talent in the Swifty community is crazy. Like, people can make beautiful pictures. Like, prime example, the last tour for the Speak Now tour, what I did is on my tie that I had, I actually wanted it to be like a Speak Now tie. So I actually had, you know how it had Taylor in purple on the cover there. So what I was going to do is I was going to paint Taylor on my tie. And I went through like five ties, and they all looked like Taylor looked horrible when I painted her on there, because I'm like, I can't paint. I don't have the skills for this. So actually, the last tour, I don't know if you've seen my tie or not, but what I did is I did one of those like T-shirt iron-ons. And I was like, well, if you can iron a picture onto a t-shirt, can you iron a picture onto a tie? And the answer to that is yes. So I actually got a picture of the Speak Now album front cover with Taylor on it and ironed that onto my tie.
Steve, you should be a scientist with those discoveries. You should be on Mythbusters. Yes, you can, in fact, iron on a picture to a tie.
It's plausible.
So, I mean, do you think that's what got you into Club Red then? Because I want to get in, so I'm just going to make a giant Taylor head.
Well, I think there's a couple things involved. I mean, the one thing that's always been an underlying factor from anything that I've ever seen people tweet about or talk about is that you have to go to the show and you have to have the mentality that you're just there having a good time. Just enjoy the show. Like, I know that a lot of people do have that. I got to meet Taylor. I got to get into Club Red. I got to do whatever I can. And it's like, you know what? It's not about that. I mean, I had a very close seat to the front. You know, most of the people would say, oh, well, don't even worry about it because you're not going to get in Club Red because you're too close to the front. But obviously that's proof that it doesn't matter where you're sitting. You know, they may even take people from the pit for all I know. I didn't check where the other people that were in Club Red were sitting, but you can't go into it thinking that you're going to get in Club Red or that's your whole focus of going to a show. You know, go to a show to have fun, dance around, love the music, you know, when Ed's on and the opener to Ed. And also another thing that always is very enjoyable is the music that they play in between all the performances. I mean, there's some great music that's played that, you know, they were playing Icona Pop song there and everyone's just dancing, having a good time. It was great. And that's what it is. It's just to go there, have a good time. If you want to do posters are obviously, you know, will help get you noticed, but that getting noticed and getting into Club Red don't actually have to be the same thing, you know? But also the other part of that is I don't think anybody had previously done the big heads like that. I mean, I could be wrong if anybody else did that at a previous show, but
I've never seen them before.
Like,
as far as I know, no one's ever done that.
When we walked around the arena before we sat in our seats, we just circled around the arena a little bit. We probably had between 10 and 15 people stop us to get our picture taken with them. Like we, and I'm looking, these people have amazing costumes on and they're coming to us and wanting to get their picture with Taylor and Ed and Meredith, you know, it's, so we were noticed by not only obviously the people that give out the Club Red things, but also a lot of other Swifties just thought it was just such a cool thing. So I'm sure future shows there's going to be more big heads now that, you know, that seems to be something that people enjoy. But that, you know, just because you have one of those big heads doesn't mean that you're going to get Club Red, because now at this point in time, that's been tried and, you know, they're probably looking for something else that's new and creative.
So take us inside Club Red, Steve. What's it look like in there?
Well, Club Red is it kind of looks like a circus tent, if you will. There's the big pole that's in the middle there that has all the pictures on it of, you know, all of Taylor and friends and that kind of stuff. When you go in there, there's a bunch of tables sitting there. Off to the left is where they have the, like, the candy dispensers and everything else like that. There's the Diet Coke photo booth. And then there's a big, like, bar area there where they had, like, all the pizza available and everything else like that. And they had all sorts of Coke products there. They had Coke and Diet Coke, obviously. And it's a nice atmosphere. They play music in there. It's a cool place.
Was Ed in there also? Did you get to meet Ed?
We did get to meet Ed. Actually, so the people that were in there was Ed was in there, and then also Paul from the agency Taylor's band. And Taylor came in, and also her mother and her dad were there talking to people too, so.
So how much time do you actually get to spend with Taylor?
Well, I've heard various things because I've talked to some other people that had Club Red, and I actually wish I would have talked to them more. Like, I wasn't planning, you know, on getting Club Red. So that's one thing. I don't know if I was really prepared for it as much as I was hoping, because that was one of the questions is, like, how much time do you really have, you know? And I would say it's hard to say. Like, for my particular case, it probably was 2, maybe 3 minutes at the most, you know. And the other part of that is it's also based on your group. So my group was, you know, two people, so you know, you're sharing that time. So obviously, if you go in a group of four or six, your time, I think you get a little bit more time with the bigger groups, because obviously, if you only had 3 minutes and there are, you know, six people, that's like 30 seconds a person. That's kind of a little little short on time. But you just know that if you do have six people, you're not going to have, like, you know, 25 minutes with Taylor. You know, you kind of, you got to go and speak what you want to Taylor when you can, because she is one of the busiest people in the world.
Steve, did you ever get into Tea Party on the last tour?
I did not. No, I
did. Anybody? Maya, Diane?
Nope.
No, I think you'd know if we got into Tea Party, Adam.
Yeah, probably.
I'm just wondering how it differs from Club Red.
I mean, I know from pictures that, like, the decor is slightly different. That's not a huge thing, but...
And the name is changed, but true. I think the concept is the
Didn't
same.
Didn't they have, like, Guitar Hero or something in there before? I don't, like, for
people... They used to have, like, TVs. Like, they would have Valentine's Day on when people went in there.
They did have some sort of TV, I think. I'm trying to remember.
And they had the huge teddy bear from Valentine's Day.
No, they did not have that in there, so...
Oh, you didn't get to see the big teddy bear.
No, but, it was a cool kind of, and that's kind of the whole Club Red thing. You know, it's kind of almost to the point of being like a little cool, you know, club sort of thing in there. It's, you know, it's a neat atmosphere.
So, Steve, there's, you know, we know there's no guarantee of getting in. You've made that very clear. You know, you just go and have the best time you can. But if someone's offered the chance, what would you recommend to them in terms of preparing for the awesomeness that is Club Red?
Well, I think the most important thing is you got to use your Taylor time very carefully, because it's not going to be like, it's not like you get to talk to her for, like, you know, 20 minutes, an hour or something like that. I mean, Club Red is very, you know, structured in terms of Taylor has to have her time with everybody. You know what I mean? There's a decent number of people in the room. She's obviously just performed an amazing show. And, you know, in the case of the DC show, she had the same show again the next night to perform. So it's not like she can, like, be there forever talking to everybody. So it's kind of one of those things that you almost have to have in your mind. One of the things I would suggest is you can be as prepared as you think you are. You can say, oh, when I meet Taylor Swift, I'm going to say this, 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 and this. And then you go, and then you just kind of, like, lose all train of thought.
And then you don't say any of those things.
Exactly. And that's to
you
some degree that happened.
Different things.
You know, and that's one thing I really wish I would have wrote stuff down. Like, here's my couple of bullet points that I want to make sure when I meet Taylor, I get to say. And because you will totally, you know, your mind will just go blank. Prime example. So we actually had a couple of little gifts that we gave Taylor. For instance, and this was like a random purchase that I did a while ago. This was even before the Red Tour was announced, anything like that, is I bought a Diet Coke ornament.
Christmas tree ornament you're talking about?
Yeah, a Christmas tree ornament. Now, we know that, obviously, Taylor loves Christmas. That's her favorite holiday. She was born, you know, obviously in December, a couple weeks away from Christmas. Grew up on a Christmas tree farm, all that kind of stuff. So I knew that Christmas was something that was probably close to her heart. And I was like, wait a minute, why did I buy this Diet Coke ornament? I was like, I know the perfect person this would be for. So I just happened to, you know, it's good to have things like that you want to take to shows. I know that other people have, you know, brought gifts for Taylor and the agency and everything else like that. So I brought that along, not knowing that, you know, I actually was going to be able to give it to Taylor. When I went to say, hey, Taylor, I got you this Diet Coke ornament, I somehow totally lost my brain for a second. And I said, oh, I got you a Dr. Pepper ornament is what I said. And I'm like, wait a minute, that's not what I mean. And I seriously blanked on the word Diet Coke. Like, I could not think of it. And Taylor's like, you mean Diet Coke? And I'm like, yes, thank you. So, you know, you can be as prepared. I mean, it says Diet Coke on the ornament. All I do was read what it said.
Oh, no.
And I said Dr. Pepper. So that's just a prime example that, you know, you can be as prepared as you think you are. And as soon as you go in there to actually meet Taylor, boom, you know, you're done.
You forget everything.
You forget everything. It's like your brain just is completely blank. You don't know what to say. But what was good is, in general, I think I did pretty good. Like, for instance, there was a lot of nice little small talk. She talked about the agency, and especially Ed, really enjoyed a restaurant that was in the Chinatown area there of Washington, D.C. It was Nando's. was the name of it. It's kind of like they have like different.
They have it in England,
right? That's what she said. Is Ed was familiar with it in England, and he couldn't believe that like a block away from where they were performing, they had a Nando's. So he actually, it was funny. So she explained what it was, and I was like, you know what, Taylor, I'm going there for lunch tomorrow. That's what I told her, and I did. I seriously did. So, you know, Taylor probably doesn't know that, but yes, I actually did follow up on what I told her I was going to do, and I did go to Nando's for lunch. What was hilarious is, so I went there for lunch. I would say like 2 hours before the show started, Ed goes and he tweets that he just ate at Nando's. I was like, darn it, I should have went there for dinner instead of lunch.
Oh, you missed him.
I missed him.
So, Steve.
Yes.
What else did you give Taylor?
Yes, let's talk about that.
Okay, well, one of the things, I actually packed it for myself. Adam was kind enough to get me a Taylor Talk t-shirt. In a large, because that's the size t-shirts I wear. And I happened to take it with me, and I was looking over the couple of things I was taking to the show, and I was like, you know what? I've never worn this t-shirt. I should take this along. You know, you never know. And I took it with me, and got Club Red, and then I was like, well, I should give this to Taylor. So, I hope she wasn't insulted for the fact that I gave her a large t-shirt that says Taylor Talk on it. But still, I gave her one of our Taylor Talk t-shirts that is the same Taylor Talk t-shirts that you guys can buy on the website. So that's crazy for timing.
That's awesome. You guys can go buy the same t-shirt that Taylor has.
Shameless plug there, Adam. But it's true. It's true. I did give that to Taylor along with the Diet Coke ornament. And I gave her a brochure of... a place near my hometown there that talks about Christmas trees and all sorts of stuff. So she was kind of interested in that there too. So yeah, I probably, you know, like I said, it's like 2 to 3 minutes that you get to talk. Obviously you're sharing it with the other people that are there in your group. So best thing to do, you know, write down a couple of bullet points ahead of time. Here's the stuff that I really want to tell Taylor. So if you ever do get to meet her, you can refer back to that and say, oh, I wanted to ask you about this. I want to tell you about this. And
I think also if you know that you're the kind of person that's just gonna either like go completely blank or like turn into a mess, which I know there are people that happens to, write her a letter and bring it with you.
Oh.
And then just give her that.
That's a good suggestion.
Because then you have time to think about it and you say the things you need to say. And then if you meet her and you start hysterically sobbing, like you can give her the letter and
it's like, here, read this. Okay. This is everything I was trying to say, but I can't. That's true. Right. Like that, I was worried about that too. I was like, going in to meet Taylor, I'm like, I hope I can hold it together. I mean, I figured that I could, you know, because it's tough though. Like when you're crying and sobbing, you know, Taylor gets to see that you're all your emotion and how much you care.
But you don't get to say anything.
But you don't get to say anything. Like, yeah, you miss it. You get to miss that moment where you can have some like nice little small talk like Taylor and I were able to have there. You know, that this is your chance to interact with her. And by unfortunately being, you know, a sobbing mess, you've missed that opportunity. So yeah, the letter, that's a brilliant idea, Maya, because, you know, there are a lot of people that, you know, they're like, I got it together. Everything's good. And they go in there and all of a sudden it's just like,
and then she walks in the room and
the tears come and everything else like that. So yeah, good idea. Write a letter, put all your notes in there and you have time to do that too. It's not like you're like last minute trying to figure it out. You've got time, you know, to figure out what really, you know, means something that you want to tell Taylor. So that's good, Maya.
And so now with this Club Red experience, I become the only host of this show that has not met Taylor.
Aww.
Like, Diane only met her for like 3 seconds.
Yeah,
I'm not sure
really
that even
don't
counts.
Think that
you got to
happens...
talk to her and introduce yourself. It counts.
It barely
I
counts.
Like, yeah, it wasn't anything. It was a blur.
The
so.
Two of you still need to figure that out.
Okay, whatever. It's irrelevant now. So, Steve, wrapping up this conversation, this could be a dumb question, but I'm going to ask you anyway. Overall, Club Red, was it a positive experience?
Absolutely. Yeah, Club Red, and it's a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity, you know, to be able to do something like that, meet Taylor. You know, the way I looked at it was the fact that, you know, you have a venue like the arena shows that are like, you know, 17,000-18,000 people, and I believe there was 15 people. So when you put it in that perspective where you go, there were 15 people out of 17,000 people that got to meet Taylor. Like, I think you either get a better chance of, like, winning the lottery, getting struck by lightning, you know, than getting Club Red. it could be. I don't know the actual, you know, percentages off the top of my head, but that, you know, it's very... You all of a sudden you're just like, wow. I don't even know how to describe it when you have to think about the sheer numbers that are involved with that. I mean, that's part of the reason you can't go into a show thinking you're going to get Club Red, because, you know, your chances are, you know, very difficult. I mean, it's, you know, and that's when I tweeted the picture out. As soon as I got Club Red, I tweeted out a picture of the bracelet, and I said, you know, that I was very lucky and blessed to get Club Red. I mean, that doesn't happen. That's great.
Well, I'm glad you got a cool experience, and I'm glad you got to share it with us and clear up a lot of the questions about how you get in, what happens when you're in, and things like that. So that's pretty cool.
Thank you.
Before we wrap up the episode, I thought it'd be fun if we could have another round of Stump the Hosts.
Let's do it.
Let's see if we can stump... Steve!
Let's see if Steve gets lucky. He got Club Red. Maybe he'll get lucky this time.
Yeah, maybe I'm on a roll now.
All right, today's questions were submitted by Nozomi. I think I pronounced it correctly. I guess we'll find out. So, Steve, in total, how many singles does Taylor currently have?
That's an unfair question.
What?
Does anyone know that?
I don't... What does that even
Nozomi
mean?
Nozomi knows it.
No, what does that mean, though? You need to... What?
The it would be...
How many singles has she had since the beginning? Starting with Tim McGraw, which is obviously the first one.
Jeez.
So I guess just count from her first album to the last one.
I might be close if I actually had time to think about it, but obviously we would have a very long episode of me just, like, mind thinking.
Just guess.
Yeah. So I'm going to go with... 17.
Wrong. The correct answer, according to Nozomi, is 29.
Wow.
Do you think that's accurate?
Well, you know what? This email lists them out, so let's go through it. We got Tim McGraw, Teardrops on My Guitar, Picture to Burn, Our Song, Should Have Said No, Love Story, You Belong With Me, Change, White Horse. Does Crazier count?
Crazier was in the Hannah Montana movie, so maybe they played that...
It was a single.
It was a single, but, you know, yeah, got radio play, everything else like that. I didn't even think about those when I was doing my numbers. But my number, obviously, there's a lot more in that first album than I even thought about. How many is on just that first album, Adam?
Whatever I just listed
Except
off.
Except for Crazier.
That was the
so
first
it's
two.
About seven, I think. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6.
Yeah, but those, seven. The first couple you said were on her first album, Taylor Swift, and then the other ones were on Fearless, like Love Story and... Change and
okay well just carrying on with the list after Crazier we've got Fearless, 15, Today Was a Fairy Tale, Mine, Back to December, Mean, The Story of Us, Sparks Fly, Hours, Safe and Sound, Long Live, Eyes Open, We Are Never Ever 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 Getting Back Together.
Wait, I don't know if that's
Ronin,
one of her songs.
I Knew You Were Trouble, Begin Again, 22, Highway Don't Care, Everything Has Changed, 2 Is Better Than 1, which is technically Boys Like Girls, Both of Us, which is technically what's his name,
B.O.B.
And then Half of My Heart, which is technically John Mayer featuring Taylor. So three of those are featuring Taylor rather than Taylor's song. So it could be 26 or 29, arguably.
That's hard, though. That was a good question.
That was a good question. I like that question. I just wish I had the right answer.
All right, we stumped Steve. Let's see if we can stump Maya next.
Oh, boy. All right.
All right. This question, I think, is worded a little bit differently, but I guess we can try it.
Okay.
How many albums, including EPs, just how many things that have come out on CD does Taylor have?
Oh, boy. Okay, well, let's see. So there's obviously Taylor Swift, Fearless, Speak Now, and Red. There's the Christmas album. There's the Beautiful Eyes EP. Are we counting, like, that, like, early, like, Taylor Swift EP, the one with, like, 3 songs on it?
Not on this list.
Okay.
Wait, you're just letting her ask questions? I don't get to ask questions.
I don't...
Maya, throw out a number. How many?
Well, I don't understand. Is this just albums? Or, like, Because, like, sometimes her store will just make, like, a CD version of a single. Are we counting those?
I would say it would be a collection.
No singles. Don't include singles. Yeah. EPs and albums.
Okay, then six.
Close. Seven. Seven? You listed them all off, but forgot the Speak Now World Tour CD.
Oh, yeah.
All right, Nozomi, you stumped two of our hosts. Nicely done. Keep those questions coming. If you guys want to stump our hosts, email us, taylortalk@taylorswift13.org. You can also contact us by tweeting us, Facebooking us, or Taylor connecting us to TaylorTalk13. Or you could leave us a voicemail to area code 240-31-SWIFT, or leave a voicemail directly on our brand new website, taylortalk.org. And remember, guys, if you love us, please rate us on iTunes. Give us a 5-star rating and a nice review.
Yes, please.
Yes, please. Aside from that, remember the Taylor Talk t-shirts are now on sale, $13. Go buy one if you'd like. If you don't, don't. But if you don't, you'll be missing out. So for episode 65, this has been Adam,
Maya,
Diane,
and Steve.
Saying have a great day, guys. Bye-bye.
Bye.
See ya.
This podcast is not directly affiliated with Taylor Swift.